Hit the bird at the same time?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Kane's Mantis ship tipped up on the starboard wing and banked away, arrowing in on the Deathbird from the left. Grant's fingers squeezed the triggers on the control stick just as rockets flamed from the wings of Kane's craft. Grant fired off two mini sidewinders. The combined missile barrage hit the Deathbird amidships. To Grant's surprise, the chopper split in two a second before its fuel tank exploded. The craft sideslipped to starboard and plummeted straight down as if it had been dangling from a string that had been cut. The rotor blades fanned the air sluggishly, even as it plunged toward the ground. Grant pulled back on the stick to avoid colliding with the spray of flaming debris. His Mantis ship and Kane's roared by on either side of the thick column of smoke, leaving such a whirlwind in their wakes that plumes of vapor followed them like accusatory fingers. As he reduced his ship's speed to 100 miles per hour, Grant's ears started buzzing. He recognized the sound as the radar lock-on warning, piped from the forward sensor array into his helmet.
Hear that?
Very clearly.
He punched a series of numbers into the flight control computer, trying to achieve a fix on the radar emitters.
We should have known they'd beef up the perimeter defenses after the last time we were here.
A red square of light suddenly appeared on Grant's HUD, superimposed over a small grid-enclosed area of the terrain. Simultaneously, the warning chime sounded. Then another red glowing square appeared and the chime bonged again. From the lake bed, two cylindrical 10-foot-tall towers arose, sand and pebbles cascading down from their domed tops. The towers rotated, the laser targeters mounted on top of them popping on, following the Mantis flight path. Protruding from four oblong slits on each side of the towers were multiple blaster barrels. Grant stared at the image of the Vulcan Phalanx gun housings on his helmet display. The rotating, multi-barreled weapons fired uranium-tipped explosive shells at 6,600 rounds per minute. The Vulcan Phalanx system was a standard defense of the network of Vils stretching across the length and breadth of the country. The housings were automated, containing tracking and firing control radars. He and Kane had seen similarly camouflaged emplacements before. Flickering spear points of flame erupted from the slits of the housing. Kane's Manta lurched to port as a shell exploded in a flaring shower of metal and flame against the tip of its starboard wing. The fragments rattled noisily against the fuselage of Grant's ship.
Climb!
Applying full throttle, Grant pulled the tab into a steep climb, the Manta rising so swiftly and sharply that it appeared to be standing on its tail. The maneuver created a force equivalent to three times that of gravity, but the pilot seats instantly compensated for the increased pressure. At the apex of the ascent, with the airspeed decreased to 30 knots, Grant pushed the stick forward and nosed the Manta into a steep dive. The cockpit resonated with the high-pitched whine of the stressed ramjets and the slipstream of air sliding around the hull. He dropped the TAV rapidly to an altitude of barely 50 feet while increasing its airspeed to 120 miles per hour. Absently, he saw Kane expertly duplicating the maneuver. Both men leveled off their crafts, and the Mantas hurtled forward, skimming the rocky ground, leaving streams of grit swirling in their wake. The thudding hammer of the Vulcan Phalanx guns continued, and Grant knew the few seconds' respite from the radar could be counted on the fingers of one hand. The tracking controls would re-establish their lock at any second. His fingers hovered over the nose-mounted cannon trigger, and his HUD automatically adjusted the CGI crosshairs, superimposing them over the image of the gun turret. The warheads of the cannon shells contained incendiary properties, and the immediate result of an impact was a flash fire. If the projectiles struck a flammable target such as a fuel tank or ammunition, it would cause them to instantly explode. Grant achieved target acquisition and squeezed the trigger. A stream of armor-piercing steel and tungsten carbide shells punched a cross-stitch pattern in the dirt in front of the housing. The lines of impact scampered across the lake bed, flinging divots and tongues of flame in all directions. They intersected with the base of the tower, penetrated the metal, and the explosive warheads detonated. The Vulcan Phalanx gun tower was swallowed by a billowing red-orange fireball.
You want to take the other one, or should I give you the birds?
All things being equal, I'll give the birds my undivided attention.